It's around this time of the year that many of us fantasize about getting back to the beach. But did you know there was actually a time when the beach wasn't considered a place to hang out and relax? The ancient Greeks saw the sea as potentially dangerous, with sea monsters waiting at the bottom. And in the 18th century, British physicians mainly found the sea useful in the wintertime. It was good, they thought, for one's constitution.
The Brits were very fashionably suffering from melancholy then, and somehow this experience of being thrust into the November waters of the North Sea seemed to offer an instant cure.
That's Lena Lenchek, a self-proclaimed beach aficionado. She and her partner Gideon Bosker have written a book, and it's called The Beach, A History of Paradise on Earth. The two of them joined me recently to talk about one of the world's favorite leisure activities. I asked Lena when the beach really started becoming a social center.
That started a long, long time ago among the ancient Romans. They invented something that was a predecessor to our working holiday. They called it otium cum dignitate. It was holiday by the sea when the civil servants and the formal citizens of the country would gather on the seashore in their lovely villas to converse, to stroll along the beach. In the 20th century, beach resorts on the Atlantic coast of the United States also took on this reputation of great socializing places. Newport Beach, for example, in Rhode Island from the middle of the 19th century had been a great center for pleasure parties and balls, yachting expeditions, riding competitions, and so on, where the rich and the famous came to ostentatiously recreate.
Gideon, what do you find are the striking differences between European and American beaches?
The beaches of Europe have developed over 200-300 years, and they've become very civilized outposts with very directed leisure activities. There are restaurants of high quality that are line the beaches where people can eat the great food right on the beach. In America, you're lucky if you get a taco parlor or a fast food place. In Europe, you can go to beaches and they have wonderful lounge chairs and towels, a real sense of almost the beach being a living room. In most beaches in America, it's sort of a bring your own and sort of haphazard.
I'm talking with Lena Lenchek and Gideon Bosker. Their book is called The Beach, The History of Paradise on Earth, and it's published by Viking. All right, the two of you, you can choose who wants to answer this. Your favorite beaches in the United States, Europe, and the Caribbean.
My favorite beach in Europe is the beach around Saint-Tropez, Club 55, it's called Club 55. It's a place for people watching and great voyeurism where celebrities congregate in great style to the smell of fine food, yachts cluster around. The water is warm, the sand is clean because it's been scrupulously raked. It's just a lovely place to hang out. I also, of course, love the islands in the Adriatic off the coast of Dubrovnik, which are totally different, a totally different place from Saint-Tropez. There you can go to be completely private, stretch out your towel on a rock, dive into crystal clear water, making sure you keep an eye out for the sea urchins, and just bliss out.
Gideon, give us some U.S. and Caribbean picks.
The beaches in the U.S. that I think offer a combination of great water and good people watching are still probably the beaches off of Miami Beach. Miami Beach is still an exciting cosmopolitan place where many different cultures come together. You can see incredible vitality, incredible expressions of fashion. And there are wonderful hotels that were built in the 1950s and 60s that still have odd-shaped, kidney-shaped pools and that are very close to the beach, and you can eat great Cuban food. And for the American beach experience of the urban variety, it still ranks very high on my list. As far as the Caribbean goes, the Caribbean is a place to find great beaches, but it's a touristed place, and to find an out-of-the-way place sometimes can be difficult.
In the introduction to your book, Lena, you, or both of you, Gideon and Lena, you describe the beach as a place people go to reinvent themselves. I'm really curious to know what you mean by this.
When you go to the beach and expose your body to the sun, the sand, the water, it gives rise to a whole set of physiological sensations. It lets the reptilian brain kick in, and you really get in touch with something very primary. So in this sense, it lets you cast off all of that civility and hang-ups and so on. We think of the beach as nature's Prozac. It lets you relax, and it brings out the hedonist. It's not by chance that the most appealing advertising point for beaches always shows couples embraced on the sands. We associate the erotic with the beach. We're sort of reborn at the beach into red-hot mamas, into mambo goddesses and gods.
Lena Lenchek and Gideon Bosker are authors of the book called The Beach, A History of Paradise on Earth. It's published by Vikings.